Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Civic Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to dive in together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the second day of the month of Adar. Already, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the third day of Adar, in Eretz Yisrael. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back, maybe it's his first time, second time, on the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Oav Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Father Rabbi Eben's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu, both in Hebrew, followed by the English translation. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Eben will conclude the Mishaberach Lecholim for those who are sick, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us here the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Just one housekeeping note. I will be out next week, but Brandon, who hosted the program for us now several times, will be hosting the program, and I look forward to being back together with all of you in the following week. With that, lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. I'm always thankful for the opportunity to teach and pray with this incredible group, which I've done, I think, once or twice in the last couple of weeks. I think this is like my 32nd time or so like that, and which I believe is still a record. And it's just always great to have this great opportunity. Thank you so much for inviting me. And Rabbi Herman, I'm sorry you're going to be away, because I'm actually going to be in your neighborhood next week. Yes, the land of our people, Boca Raton, Florida. I'll be there for a conference, and hope you're going someplace warm. I have to tell you, I am really looking forward to some warm weather. Those of us in the Northeast and Midwest know the weather this winter has been crazy and brutally cold, which is crazy because I was given the impression that the Jews control the weather, don't they? I mean, right? No? I mean, really, that trope of all the anti-Semitic tropes out there, you know, the banks, the media, the Hollywood, apparently now we control the polar vortex, and there, honestly, that makes the least amount of sense. There are like nearly 1.5 million Jews in the tri-state area of New York, and if we really controlled the weather, don't you think we would have found a way to get rid of the snow that's been here for almost a month? There's a famous quote by Mark Twain said, everyone complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, at least according to the news and in the internet, apparently the Jews are trying to do something about it. Because these past few months has been, as I said, absolutely brutal. Freezing temperatures, forecast adds that special insult. It's called the wind chill, or what they call now the real feel. Real feel is a whole different experience. You know, when you go outside and it's 20 degrees, you're like, okay, that's manageable. But when it's 20 degrees outside and then there's wind, so suddenly it's minus 10 and you go outside and your soul leaves your body. It's like unbelievable. And most people only feel like this, you know, when they walk to their car, or I guess when they walk on Shabbos. But I have a dog. And for those of us who have the dog, my dog's name is Jethro, named after Moshe's father-in-law. For those of us with the dog, we experience the real feel in full detail. I'll be walking around the block with my dog, and everything's fine. And all of a sudden, we turn the corner, and the wind hits us straight in the face. And Jethro looks at me like, are you kidding me? Like, this is crazy. It's been so cold, this real feel. But I've been thinking a lot about that phrase, the real feel, because that's what everybody's talking about. And once you started hearing that phrase, the real feel, I started bringing it up and using it in conversation. I think it's a great phrase. You know, I'll say to someone, hey, how you doing? And then they reply with something like, no, I know, I'm good, I'm fine. But then I look at them and I say, but really, what's your real feel? And suddenly, they look at me like, and the answer changes. You know, they tell me really what's going on. Yeah, you should try it. You'd be amazed at the responses. this idea, the real feel and truth, is, I think, something that Judaism asks us to ask that question constantly. I want to go back, if I can, to teach a little bit about Parsha Yitro, because of my dog, of course, because I want to focus on the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments. The Aseret HaDibrot is the foundation of Jewish morality and civilization. And in it, you've got some classic mitzvot. Don't murder, no adultery, no stealing, shouldn't bear false witness, Shabbat, honor your parents, belief in one God. And then we get number 10, the grand finale, Lo Tachmod, Hashanah Kavit. I mean, think about that, really. If you ask me to rank commandments, lo tachmo, don't covet, would not crack my top 10, let alone, I don't even know if it would crack my top 600. And yet the Torah chooses to conclude the Aseret HaDibrot with that mitzvah. Why is that? Commentaries begin with asking an obvious question. First of all, lo tachmo, like, can God command us to have an emotion? The Rambam explains that a prohibition is violated when desire turns into pressure and scheming or manipulation. But even before that action, the Torah is making a radical claim. God cares about your inner life. Your emotional world is not a religiously neutral. Your real feel actually matters. Now, I'm not just speaking about kavana and sincerity. We have this concept from the Gemara, Rachmana li baratza, that God wants our hearts. Or Korov Hashem l'chol korav l'chol asher koruv v'emet, that we say in Ashrei, God is close to all those who call him, to all those who call him in sincerity. Of course, we should be genuine and sincere and present in our avoda. But I think what we learn from Lo Tachmod is that it goes another step further. The Mishnah Pirkei Avot tells us in the fourth parak, Rabbi Lezer HaKafar Omer, Akina v'ataba v'akavod motzien et ha'adam min ha'olam. Envy, desire, and pursuit of honor, remove a person from the world. It doesn't say it's illegal. It doesn't say it's criminal. It doesn't say it's avera. It just says it removes people from this world. Because you can be a functioning, successful, and even religious and emotional person, but you could still be emotionally absent. You could be alive, but not living. In a sense, that's what Lo Tachmod is. Lo Tachmod doesn't destroy society overnight. And empties the person from inside. Because coveting isn't just wanting something. It's wanting someone else's life. It's wanting their success, their family, and their identity. You can keep every other mitzvah in the Torah. You never steal, you never lie, never hurt anyone, never kill anybody, of course. And you can still be miserable. And the Torah is telling us that that's not sustainable. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks wrote that the antidote to envy is gratitude. If you're grateful for what you have, then you won't resent what others have. The reality is, for most of history, people compare themselves to their neighbor. They always look around, you know, around the block to see what the Joneses are doing, and the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Today, the world is different. Today, we compare ourselves to the entire world, to the entire universe. Everyone is constantly comparing themselves through curated highlighted reels. Compare what they're wearing, what their body image is, the success of their children and their spouse, and the amazing warm weather vacations that they take. And when people compare their behind the scenes to everyone else's best moments, then kina and envy becomes inevitable. And after that, resentment follows. And after that, negativity follows. And eventually, people stop celebrating one another entirely. And it becomes socially acceptable to bring others down. Not because they're bad people, because their inner climate, their real feel is broken. And our inner climates don't stay eternal. They spill outward. Trust erodes. Civility breaks down. Relationships fracture. As we speak, there's a hearing going on against the founders of social media, where studies have shown the negative effects on people, particularly on the self-esteem of teenagers. We are dealing today with the repercussions of what happens when the psyche of an entire generation is built on envy and coveting. And so now, if you think of it that way, the ending of the Aseret HaDibrot of the Ten Commandments actually makes sense. After God lists everything needed to build a just society, God asks one final question. What's your real feel? How do you feel inside? Because you cannot build a healthy society with deeply unhealthy inner lives. That's why Lo Tachmod is the last and perhaps the most important mitzvah of the Aseret HaDibrot. So maybe we don't control the weather, but Judaism asks us to control something much harder, our inner climate. In a world obsessed with appearances and comparisons, the Torah asks the most human and perhaps the most Jewish question of all. What's your real feel? Now we thank you so much for the opportunity to teach, and we'll get a chance to pray together. I see we have an abridged version now. We'll start with Parak Chaf, Tehillim 20. Lamateach is Mala David. Gancha Adonai B'yom Tzera, Yisagach Hashem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrach Mikodesh Mitzon Yisadeka, Yitzkar Kol Mechotecha Voleska Yidash Mekela. Yitain Lecha Kelevecha Alecho Atzatzu Yimalei, Yimana Veshuatecha Veshim Elohim Yido, Yimala Adonai Kol Meshalatecha. Ata Yidati Ki Ashiya Adonai Meshicho, and Yilam Shmi Gitsho, Rorak Yisham Yino. Ela Berecha Be'ela Vesusim, Manach Meshim Adonai Elohim Yizkir, and Makaro Venafalo, Anachem Kamnu Mitzadod, Adonai Yoshia, Melech Aninu B'yom Karino. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shelem Alot, Yisayinai El Arim, Yisayin Yivo Ezri. Ezri Yimi Im Adonai, Oseh Shemayim La'aretz, Ayitim Amot Raglecha, Ayinum Shemrecha, Yinei Layanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shemrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, Yom Shemesh Lo Yekaka V'yirech Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmor Et Nafshecha, Adonai Shmor Tezkal Vo'echa, Yata V'yad Olam. Finally, Kuf Lamed. Shir HaMalot. Namakim Kuraticha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bikoli Tiena Zmech Lakashomot Bikol Tachnunai. Im Avonot Yishmaya Adonai Miyamod. Kincha Hasicha Lelanti Bere. Kiliti Adonai Kimtan Hashi V'lover Ocholti. Nafshi L'Adonai Mishom Raboker, Shom Raboker. Yichal Yisrael Adonai. Kilana Yichat Yerbe Melchudut. V'yifdeh Et Yisrael. Yikol Avonotav. Mishaberach for the Chayalim. Mishaberach Abatinu. Ravitzu Yaakov. Mishaberach at Chayalei Tzava Haganav Yisrael. Anshi Kochoch Tabitachon. Alvim Mishmar Atzinu Vare Elohinu. Yivu Avnan V'yadu Damatrayim. V'niyam Agadol V'arav Avav V'arav V'kol Amakom Shehem T'arav V'asha V'vir V'yam. Yitainu Nai Tavinu Kamim Malinu Nigafim V'yam. Agadush Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatil At Chayalinu. V'kol Tzara V'tuka. V'kol Nega O'machla. Shlach Bracha V'atzlacha V'chol Ma'asei Be'em. Yadrisanino Tachim, the Atron Bekatu Yeshua Vateres Mitzachon, the Gavemakatu, Yadunai Loechem, or Mechimachem, Yelachanachem Imimachem, Mashiachem, the Nomar Amin. Finally, the Mishaberach Macholim. Mishaberach Avotinu, Avon Tzviyako, Moshe Arndo, and Shlomo, Vivarech at the Cholim, the Etacholot. Agadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Rachamim Apotam L'Rapam L'Chazkam V'Chayiratam, Shalachem Mehem Rufu Shlomim Shemayim, Chay V'Yam B'Chol Yidayim, Tov Shachoy Yisrael, Fut Nefesh Fut Aguf, Hashta Bagoz Makarev B'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Eben. Great to have you back on the program. We appreciate you, and we look forward to having you back on, please God, in years Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. And once again, a reminder that Brandon will be sitting in the chair for the next week hosting the program, and I am very, very grateful to him for doing so. And as always, thank you to Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, a beautiful Shabbos. We'll see you back next week.